G'day, g'day,
Hello.
guys. PCE and Taffy Squid here. Welcome,
Bit sooner than what
welcome.
we thought. How is
Surprise,
everybody?
Surprise. How's everyone going tonight? Keep us informed in the chat room. We want to talk to you. Who have we
a
got
few
here
people
tonight?
There, mate.
Let's have a look. Let's have a look. Alrighty. First off, we got curious Kiwis. They've been waiting for a little while.
You guys haven't been
here
since 10:05, have you?
I think it's different time in New Zealand, though.
Ah, true.
Different time zone. All right, who else have we got? Oz Fox. Nice,
Chile.
G'day, mate. Who else?
DTY73.
Oh, cool, and Tank Engine and Aquilus One.
Yeah, that's it.
Oh, and the down under geocaching adventures of tomorrow. Woo, 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 woo.
Craig's there as well, Kitty Catch.
A little bit of SMS, Kitty Catch. Yeah.
Jason Pritchard.
As Bush, mate, as SMS likes to say. Awesome. Oh, hey, Jason Pritchard. Nice to see you. I see your guesses coming through the week. That was good.
Chosen, 1978, in the south of New Zealand.
Oh, there you go. Welcome, welcome.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to the show. Oh, look who's here.
The
babies.
Oh, the babies are here as well.
Green Cordial,
everyone's watching you. Andy Barker.
Oh, cool. Stainless steel wrap.
Wow.
Okay, from Tassie. Look at that. God, we got everyone. Yeah. We've got New Zealand, Tassie, all of Australia. This is great. All right, guys. Well, welcome to the show. This is us, the new host, Tattoo Squared and myself. We have a new look, new branding, and we would love to hear from you. So if you have any ideas, anything you would like to discuss, please let us know. We are more than willing to listen.
Yeah,
so chat amongst yourself, guys.
We are learning as we go as well. So if you've got anything for us to go with, let us know.
Yeah, we are welcome with feedback too. So just a little side note, feel free to chat amongst yourself, guys, but please remember this is a family show, so there is a moderator here to keep you all on check. So thanks to the moderator. Please keep it PG. All righty. So how did we go with everyone guessing new hope? Let's have a look.
Well, we've got a few in.
Yep. How many did we get, Gary?
I don't know exactly how many guessed, but we do know that one person got it exactly right. But
we ended up with three guesses. One guessed
three
it
guesses.
Correctly.
Yes, but that's just for bragging rights, really. So what we've decided to do, we've had to change it a little bit. Oh, Craig said he guessed correctly.
Shock horror.
So because of the numbers that we got, we've changed it up a little bit. Everybody who's in the chat room tonight will go into the draw. We'll go into that a little bit more, how we're going to go about doing that. Because, 2020's been pretty ordinary. So with no events and then a huge number of people who have started geocaching in this last little bit, I don't think there's too many people who know too many people at the moment. So no events, no one can meet anybody. So no one's really guessing this sort of stuff. So we've come up with another way of doing it, a little bit random, but we'll look at that a little bit later. So how are you going, Tarian?
I am going good. The anticipation build-up for today has been epic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bit nervous.
Yeah. It's been a lot of things to get in order, and we're still working on things, so we appreciate everyone's patience and feedback.
We
can only get better.
Yeah, we just got chosen 1978, put up the Christmas tree and call it a year.
It's been a doozy.
I hope 2021's better. But anyway. So what else? What have we got tonight? What are we doing tonight? We're going to go around the traps.
Tonight we're going to go around the traps. We're going to do a little section just where we introduce ourselves, just so you get to know us a little bit better. We're also going to do a mailbag section, so we'll introduce that. We're hoping that we can get people to send in stories and chat and things like that, so we've got some things to share. And then, all of course, we've got the all-important prize draw, but, of course, you have to wait till the end.
Yes, there is that. So hopefully we'll be going for, well, hopefully we'll hit the half hour mark. Like I said, we're pretty new to this, so hopefully it all goes well. And yeah, we'll see how we go. So I saw in the in the start that somebody was missing the music, so
put it on. Alrighty, guys. So this section is going to be called Around the Traps. This is basically where we tell you a bit of geocaching news from here and overseas. So let's get started. Basically, we're going to be telling you about events. We've first up got the Aussie Mega News, cancellations, new dates, new locations, etc. So starting with Aussie and the New Zealand events, and what we know is the Oz Geo Muster has been moved to 2021. Still going to be held in Kempsey on the 25th and 28th of June 2021. The GC code for that is DC8G3HT. DC8G3HT. Same event, just moved a year later.
Yeah, and the geo art's out and about out there already, so it's ready to go, good to find. But now I've got extra time to solve all those puzzles, so.
That's right. For anyone who's local, you can get out there before all of us.
There has been a few out there too.
All those geo trails are going to be gone by the time we get there.
That's right.
All righty. And then following on from that, we have the Geo Venture in Millicent, South Australia. That has been moved to the 2nd of October 2021. That GC code is GC82DAN, GC82DAN. And that's been moved to the 2nd of October, 2021. You can see that on the map there, the little red dot. That's where we're all heading.
Hopefully.
All righty. Next in date order is going to be the New Zealand Mega. All righty. That's exciting. I just got the newsletter for that the other day, so that's pretty interesting. That's going to be held in Auckland, New Zealand. They've updated those.
Yep.
So that one's going to be held on the 23rd to the 25th of October 2021. GC code for that is super easy, GC8777. I think we can all remember that. Awesome. All right. And then following on from that, in date order was going to be the Whittlesea event in Victoria, but at this stage that one has been archived. So keep your eyes peeled. We'll see if that one gets revived and comes back to life. But it was going to be the 14th and 15th of November. So we'll see what next year brings. Hopefully they can get that one back up and running.
Yeah, I think they're looking at going Whittlesea. I think they mentioned something about potentially looking at Whittlesea at another time. See how that goes.
That'd be good. All righty. Then after the Whittlesea event, we had the Western Australia Goes Big, but that one has also been cancelled. So, I mean, that was May. So I don't know if it's going to be May next year. Might be later in the year, that one, but fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. Wait and see.
We'll see how it is.
Okay. So Kitty Catch in the chat is just saying that the Millicent event has the same GC number.
Oh, excellent. There you go.
Yep.
All righty. And then moving on to some new Aussie events, Cache Queensland. That's going to be held in Daybro this next year, and that'll be the 3rd to the 5th of April 2021. The GC code for that is GC8M4ZQ. I would suggest signing up to the newsletter so you don't miss out on any of their updates. It's not a mega yet, but
we need to look at
where we're heading so we can get there.
Yeah, they're about halfway. I had a look at that today.
Yeah.
So fingers crossed all the restrictions are lifted and everyone's allowed to travel again and we can get that one up and actually go and do something as a group.
Yeah, that'd be good. I was looking forward to that one. Alrighty, what else have we got? Geocaching Victoria, they had the Wangaratta event. That is scheduled for the 13th to the 14th of November, but it's still in planning stages.
Yeah, that's for next year. When they archived Whittlesea, that's the one that popped up on their website. So I couldn't find a GC code for that one just yet, but you can save the date anyway.
That's right. That's right. And then after that, we are moving overseas. So following on from that, we have the USA and the Canada mega news. So with talk of international travel maybe starting up again in July of next year, these might be possible, fingers crossed. So first on the calendar, we have the geocaching 20th anniversary celebration, which is the HQ celebration. That's hopefully going to go ahead on the 21st of August 2021. GC896PK. Time will tell with those travel restrictions, won't it?
Yeah, it's hard, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
Do we make plans to go? Do we not? What's the? I don't know.
Were you planning on going?
Probably not. To be honest, I probably won't get there for it. But though I know that previous geocaching down under chats, there was a lot of people that had plans to go, had path tags made up, everything ready to go. But you know, is what it is, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Hopefully,
it's a shame, but time will tell.
Yes, we shall see.
Alrighty, so there is a bunch of events all on that week. So the following event will be the Going Ape event, which should, fingers crossed, be held on the 22nd of August 2021. So that's the very next day. There's a little map there, so you can see roughly where that's going to be held. That's in British Columbia.
No, that's the Geo Woodstock. I jumped the map.
Oh, Geo Woodstock. Sorry. That will confuse everybody.
Yeah.
Look, we're from Australia. We don't know where they're located. It's fine.
No.
All right. Then there's what is now on the map, the Geo Woodstock 18. That's looking to be held on the 28th of August. They've also got multiple side events from the 24th to the 28th of August 2021. So to keep abreast of the whole situation with them, check out their website, which is just geowoodstock.com. You can see all the info there.
Yeah, it should be a, I think it'll be a very good event or good couple of events. It's 20 years. So is it, are we celebrating it as 20 years or it's 21 years now? I don't really know. I haven't seen that one yet. But,
well, I guess by the time we get there, it'll be 2021.
It will be 21, isn't it? So 21 years, it's legal. So have a few drinks.
Yep, that's right. Anyway. Oh, look who's just joined us. We've got Mighty Minions. Hi, Mighty Minions. And Mighty also Minions. Kingfisher AU. He's from my neck of woods here. Nice for you to join us. Thank you.
We've got quite a few. Look at them.
That is.
Yeah, so moving on. That's the news for the event. We've got a few souvenirs that we can talk about.
Yeah.
But firstly, first one, International Caching Day. Did you get yours, Terri-Ann?
I sure did.
Yeah, we went out and found a nano in a hunk of metal. It was the closest one for us. So we took us a little while, the young fella found it after about 10 minutes. So it's good to having multiple sets of eyes when you're in those sorts of.
That's right. Yeah, I kept one close
situations.
To home so I could find an easy one.
Yeah, well, hopefully everybody was able to get out. And I don't know about you guys down in Victoria if you're able to get out and get it or not. But
that would have been a bit difficult.
Yeah. But in saying that, there is plenty of time for the next couple. We've got the Memory Lane souvenirs. So they're going to be available until the 3rd of January. I managed to knock all these ones over when we went up to learn a little bit about this.
Nice.
So that was handy, doing a few caches there with Craig. So until the 3rd of January 2021, so you've got plenty of time to get out and do those ones. And the newer one, which is the Wonders of the World, have you been out and got any of these ones yet?
I literally think I have four.
Well, you've got three more than me. So we haven't had much of a chance to get out to them yet. So, but with these ones as well, they've extended them for a long period. They know what's going on around the world. So they're going to be available till at least the 30th of December, which will probably tie in for the end of 2020, hello, 2021 souvenirs that they usually bring out. And
that makes sense.
So, yeah, there's a little bit of work in these ones. When I say work, you got to I think you got to get the modern wonders first. You got to go through and get the seven of them, and then go back through and get the ancient wonders. And
yeah, got to do it in order.
By the end of it all. So, yeah, well, that's right. what else have we got? Adventure Labs. Have you got an Adventure Lab, Tarian?
I have one. I haven't done anything with it yet. I can't work out what to do. How about you?
Yeah, we got one. Luckily, Danielle looked into it a bit, and she got it all sorted out pretty quickly. So it's out and about, and we're the first one up here with one. So it was quite exciting watching those ones come in.
I'm agreeing with Ash Bush and I on that one.
Well, maybe that's what they'll call it.
Yeah, that's right. Good Riddance 2020 souvenir.
Good Riddance 2020.
Yeah, I reckon we cover with our own.
21.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
But, well, with the Adventure Labs, I was watching another podcast with Joshua a couple of months ago, I think now, and Brian was on, and he was saying, Brian Roth was on, he was saying that they're, by the end of the year, hopefully they'll have the Adventure Lab icons onto the normal GC map for us. So it'll be a lot easier for us to see. You don't need to go in and out of different apps to try to figure out what's going on. But
yeah,
I think like the Wearer goes, you will need to still the AL app is done. Bring it to your attention on the map, and then you go into the other application to be able to do what you got to do. So that'll be interesting. It'll make the map a bit more crowded, I think, but makes it easier not to miss things. And also, while we're on Adventure Labs, I saw this on a post from Darkside Dan, and I've seen it a few more times since then. If you don't already have a Adventure Lab, you can go to that's on the screen, and request one. Apparently the processing at the moment's taking a little bit to go through. We might have to wait a little while, but as long as you're a premium member, you don't already have an Adventure Lab, and it says you've completed two lab caches. So I'm assuming that that's two lab adventures, not two labs within an adventure. So premium member, you don't have one, and you've done two lab caches, you can go there and you can request it and go and potentially get one for you and for the area. And I have seen around the place a few people have got together with their Adventure Labs and made a trail out of the multiple
Adventure
Labs. So three or four people get it, and that's 20 stops. And they've kind of made it so there's a coin at the end of it. So you complete all 20 of them, you get a coin. So that's something a bit different.
Yeah.
But yeah, so
I'm
that's
just going to read out that web address just for any of the listeners. So www.geocaching.com/play/request/adventure lab.
Yeah, I think you can go to there on the geocaching normal website as well. So all good there. In news today, everybody's posting it on multiple Facebook pages, the new attributes. Did you see that come through?
I did.
So there's four new attributes. We've got a bonus cache, a power trail, a challenge cache, and a solution checker. I'm not 100% sure what the solution checker is for an attribute, but the other ones, which I think will come in pretty handy for, you can filter. If you're after a particular thing, like you just want to see the bonus caches for the AL that you just done, or you're trying to find the challenge caches in your area rather than clicking into each individual one, you can filter it now. So
that should make fantastic. All these new things they're coming out with, just making it better and better.
Yeah, no, it's good. And I think that's around the traps. I think we're done with that.
That's it.
That's all the news that I've got. So what's next?
Cue the music.
All right. Well, I guess normally, hopefully, we'll have somebody on here to chat to now. But with us being new, and I'm sure there's some people out there who do know us, but I'm sure there's also a lot more who don't. We've thought we might introduce ourselves a little bit.
Yes.
So, you want to go first?
No, you go first.
I'll go first. Okay.
You go first.
Well, as I said before, I'm Gary, or Tats is what most people call me. And I'm part of Tattoo Squared. It's our group that we've got as our family, my wife and two kids. Originally, we used to get the devices, and then it quickly turned into an obsession, more for me than the others. But they still come along, which is great. but now it's, you know, the name only kind of works because the two kids who are our squared, they've got their own names now. So might need to revisit and see if we need to change a name maybe. But we'll see how that goes.
Yeah,
we started, when did we start? July 2017. Like I said, it was just a way school holidays, get out and about, and I think we found five that day roughly, and it took us probably 2-3 hours to do that. So we we go a bit better these days, a bit quicker now that we know.
Got the hang of it.
You've got a bit of the hang of it. Yeah, that's right. A few statistics for you. We're nearly at 1,700, so 1,689, I think it is that we're up to. 79, sorry. Gave ourselves extra 10. 1,679. we haven't been much for streaking. Our longest streak's about 20. And although I am proud to say that our longest slump's 89 days, and that was during the lockdown period, so we didn't go out during that time.
Yeah, and that'll be quite common.
Yeah. Our favorite, my favorite cache type, actual type, I don't really have a favorite type. I like, as long as we get something out of it. Uh-oh, are we back?
Yes, I've got you.
Yeah, something went everything black there for a second, sorry.
Oh.
As long as the cache suits the area, so you don't want an ammo can underneath the park bench.
No.
But at the same time, I don't really want to find a magnetic nano 3Ks out into the bush either. So, I'm happy to find whatever's out there as long as it suits the area and you get something out of it. And as you can probably already tell, the big question, the most important question, cache or cache? I go cache because I'm pretty sure it was Kiara, my daughter, who told me that if an E is at the end, it makes the A sound like A. So cache. If there's no E, then it goes ah, so cache. So seeing as there's an E on the end, we got cache.
All right, you're going with the English, not the American.
Yeah, that's right. So how about yourself?
We're one for Team Cache, all right then. Well, my name is Terry Ann, also known as Purple Cache Eater. So that's answered your last question. I say cache, not cache. Sorry. I started caching. I actually started caching back around 2005, 2006 with my dad, but we literally only found like two geocaches. And that was print out the page, take the bit of paper with you, try and work it out. Dad wasn't very tech savvy, so.
Oh, okay.
It was a bit of a challenge.
Original.
But then, yeah, but then we stopped geocaching and, when did other things, the road motorbikes and things like that, so, you know.
Okay.
And then I came back to it myself, actually got talking to a neighbour who was three ferrets, and we bonded over our deer caching, and then that got me back into it. And so I've been caching full time since 2016. So yeah, came up with my my own name, not my sort of, you know, dad and me.
Yeah.
Started my own account. I'm sitting on about 1,452 finds. So not a lot, but I'm more of a, like an opportunist geocacher. I'll sort of, I'm that one where you're going out for the day and you're like, oh, which, where are you going? Yeah, we can go there. Yeah. There's a geocache there. We can stop there. That's fine.
Yeah. So, well, we started hard. And, yeah. But now we're sort of the same as yourself when we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now I plan, you know, dedicated geocaching days. So I think I'm more of a hardcore cacher now. What is my favorite?
Okay.
Well, I'd have to say, ammo can. Oh, ammo, no, can? Don't do it. Don't do it. No.
I don't know what this is.
Oh, I don't want to. Do I have to?
Oh, I don't know.
Anyway, so you have to bear in mind that 10 or 15 years ago, I was still a teenager. So my original geocaching name was Spicy Terry.
Spicy Terry. Anything to do with the Spice Girls? Or you just
it
like
was
curry?
Absolutely 100% to do with the Spice Girls. But I'm not the only one. I'm happy to say I have found someone else who shares my spice enthusiasm.
Yeah.
And she used to have a name of spice in it as well. So I don't feel so bad.
Oh, that's all right. Like you said, you're only, what, 15 or something?
Yeah. Yeah, I was right in there on the Spice Girl. So, but, you know, once I got over 20, I realised, you know, how Spicy Terry could come across. So I changed it.
Yeah, fair enough, fair enough.
Yeah, well, thanks for that, Craig. Really appreciate that.
Just noticed in the comments as well, there's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing about cash or cache. And it looks pretty even. It looks like we've got an even spread as to which team they're on, so to speak.
There you go. Yeah, 50-50. Look at that. A lot of people are saying it was a good name. Go to Spice Girls. Yes, thank you, DTY. And Mighty Minions. Purple Spice.
Purple Spice.
Could have been Purple Spice.
Then we got this one here from...
Seen a lot worse. Thanks for paying attention. Oh, dear.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Uh-oh, looks like I've got a new name. You shall
Spicy
be known
Terry
as Spicy Terry from now on. There we go.
You're going to get something on your background that says it.
I will, yeah.
Follow me, Spicy Terry.
Originally, Spicy Terry. No, I like Mighty Minions. Purple Spice is my favourite.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
What was my last question? Favourite cash type? I'd say cash type. Well, I like an ammo can, but I am definitely coming around to earth caches. I originally didn't like them. I thought they were too hard.
I still think they're hard, but that's why I've got the brains that comes with me who's in the other room.
Yes.
So that's but we seem to be doing it.
I could be Terry Spice.
the almost best guy.
Oh dear.
That's our questions and our intros. I hope everyone knows us a little bit better now, and hopefully we can build on that a bit, and next time have somebody on that we can chat to and embarrass. No, just kidding.
That'd be good. Embarrass
people. So speaking of that, if you'd like to join us on the podcast, drop us a note. Like, let us know. We've got the what's it called? Email.
Email.
Sorry, we've got the email. There it is. geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. Let us know if you want to come on, have a chat. Let us know what you want to talk about, and we'll build a show around that and see it. And hopefully the inbox is flooded with people wanting to come on.
Or even contact us on social media. You know, we're across all of those, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Just send us a message. We'd love to hear what you would like to to listen to.
Yeah, that's right. I'm going to play some more music.
You know what we need now, Gary? We need a drink break.
A drink break.
Drink break.
I'll play some music. Is that long enough for a drink break?
Oh, that was long enough for a drink break, I think so.
Very good. So, next thing we're going to have a quick chat about is the mailbag.
Yes. Tell us more.
Geocaching. I'll put that back up there. So, geocachingdownunder@gmail.com. So, if there's anything that you want us to sort of bring to everybody's attention, something going on in your backyard, like a mega or something similar, get in contact with us, let us know, and we'll promote it on here, and we'll try to get as much viewing onto it as possible. If geocaching stories, we'd like to hear your embarrassing stories, to be even better. Let us know what you guys get up to. You stuck up a tree, stuck in some mud. I actually saw somebody stuck in mud today on a Facebook page. Might have been quicksand. I'm not sure. I think it was over in the States somewhere. But interesting story. So that's the sort of stuff that we'd like to hear. If you've got something that's a little embarrassing but entertaining, you don't mind sharing it, hit us up. Let us know. Send it through.
Yeah.
And we'll read it out and have a bit of a giggle, or whatever the case may be.
That's right. We can make fun of anybody.
That's right. So what else is there? So also on these things, on the Geocaching Down Under Gmail and on our socials, all that sort of stuff, tell us what you want to chat about. It is your show. We're just here putting it out there. If there's anything that you'd want us to research, anything you want us to look into further, just let us know. No, we're back. Went black again. Sorry.
Oh, dear.
Having a few technical issues this end. Sorry. So what else have we got there, Tarian? What have we got next?
Share with you, how we got ready for the show and our trip to Encino to catch up with SMS for the handover and all the technical advice. Yes. You want to start us off, Gary?
Well, it was late. It was late on a Friday night.
That was my fault.
Terry Ann had to finish work down in the sunny Newcastle area and drive up here to Port Macquarie. But you did make good time. I was expecting about an hour later than what you got here, so that was good. But
I didn't speed.
We didn't get caught speeding. So we left here at Port Macquarie around about, was it 8:30, 9 o'clock, somewhere there?
8:30.
And made it. Obviously, it was dark when we left and a bit wary about kangaroos and stuff, but just took it easy. Got up there about 12:30. Took us.
It didn't do too bad.
We only saw one kangaroo. We saw more police officers. We saw kangaroos. So
that's right.
That was good. I talked the whole way up there because I'm a nervous talker and couldn't shut up. And poor old Terry is just sitting there. That's right. And then we got there. I think we might have woken Craig up. He said he was up there waiting for us, but I don't think so. I think he might have been a bit sleepy. Yes.
Well, at 12:30, I would have been too.
That's right. 12:30. I thought, we'll get there. We'll just, jump into bed or whatever. And then we started chatting.
We started talking.
Sad
chat. How unusual.
Yeah, 2 hours later, climb into bed, or try to climb into bed. Craig set up a blow-up mattress for me, and by the time I got in there, there was no blow-up left in the mattress.
The air had left the building.
It was all gone. So to do an emergency camping cot setup, and yeah, so we done that, and that was our night. And
I lucked out. I got the couch.
Yeah, yours was ready to go.
Yeah. Yeah, and then we spent the next day out geocaching, so that was good fun. Got to see the sights.
Yep, saw a lot of awesome caches. If you haven't been to Casino Caching or Casino Lismore, do yourself a favour and head up there. It is so many different types of caches. You got massive drums.
I think I might have lost you again, Gary. You're sort of coming in and out. Can you hear me?
I think
you are now. Yes.
Okay. Sorry about that, guys. I don't know what's going on with the internet. So where was Matty RX? He's got that School of Hard Knocks gadget cache up there. In that, it's an awesome alleyway, great paintings.
Oh yeah.
And then you got the cache in there as well, which fits in really well with the surroundings. That was probably my favorite up there. But in saying that, there was so many cool caches.
Yeah, there was. There really was. Favorite? There was such a variety. It was amazing. Yeah, the one in Lismore was actually how do you say it? Arduino. Is that right? Yeah. So it was like sound based. So you had to make a sound to make the cache open. And of course, who had trouble with the sound but the female? Yeah, whatever, I worked it out.
You weren't hitting it hard enough, that was a problem.
Obviously not, yeah, no, 17th time lucky. So, yeah, no, that one was cool.
I think we just found out what my internet problem is too. Here it is here.
Bloody Netflix. Netflix strikes again.
Hopefully next time. We were a bit windy coming into it outside, so it might be a bit of weather out there. So
And just for the chat room or anyone watching the review, the Matty RX cache that we're talking about, the normally you need the sound to get into the cache, is actually Geocache of the Month for New South Wales last month. So jump on the Geocaching New South Wales website. And you can find it that way, you can just search in Lismore, search for something with high favourites, because I think nearly everyone who's found that has probably favoured it at Geocache. So
it might actually be under one of the new attributes, would it? Challenge? Not really a challenge, is it?
Not sure.
It might not come under one of them, but I'm sure you'd be able to filter it some way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like you said, favourite points, it would have a stack of them.
Yeah, so. Yeah. No, it was absolutely beautiful up there. The weather was great. I think it was at least 5 degrees warmer up there than it was down here, so I was happy with that.
Yeah, we got to watch the drone get flown around the place and do a few cool things. One of the earth caches that we went to is this bright blue water that's in an old quarry. And it just so happened that the young fella called me up after soccer when we were there, and he said that he had his first Powerade and he bought the blue one. And I said to him that I'll found the spring, mate. Well, I'm actually standing where they bottle it. And I think he believed me for about 5 seconds and realised I was being an idiot. Then we finished caching, went back to the house and spent a few hours.
Learning how to do this.
I think we've got an all right handle on it. I think we're going all right if the internet would stay up. But
yes, I know.
Anyway,
Anyway, we will learn as we go, and we can only get better. So we look forward to that. So, if you've got any feedback, let us know. We're more than willing to hear it and work with you.
That's right. Again, there's the email again. If you've got any feedback for us, let us know, and we'll see how we go. One thing I forgot to do, and I'm really sorry, I'm just going to quickly chuck it up here. If I can find it, is, again, stay tuned. We're not up to it yet, but this is what we're playing for tonight. I forgot to chuck this up. So we've got this coin thanks to John and Di at geostuff.com.au. We thought it was fairly relevant being the toilet paper shortage at the beginning of the year. And also, you know, stay safe and staying connected, which is what we're trying to do here on this show tonight. It's trying to keep everyone together and give us something different.
Yes, that's right.
Something different, especially for the folks who are still in lockdown.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's difficult times, but we do what we can to stay connected and keep in touch with everybody.
That's right. So about 10 minutes time-ish, I reckon we'll be looking at trying to do something with that coin.
I reckon so.
Probably 5 minutes.
Yeah, probably 5 minutes.
Yeah, so we're getting close to wrapping things up. Is there, what else did we do? That's pretty much our casino trip in a nutshell, isn't it?
Went to bed
doing that and got up early-ish and headed home.
Yeah, then took the long drive home on Sunday. So
yeah, not as long for me as it was for you. But
no, that's right. Yeah. Unfortunately, so, work, as per usual, gets in the way.
That's it.
Oh, well.
So, with that, we're going to do one more music thing, and we'll wrap things
another
up.
Another drink break. Fantastic.
Another drink break. And then we'll wrap it up. Okay.
All righty. Just before we wrap up, I just want to circle back to the geocache of the month. Kitty Catch has said here, it would be great if the New South Wales geocache of the month could be announced each month. Not everyone can get to it, but nice to check it out anyway.
Yep.
So we will pass that feedback on and see what we can do. Give everyone time to get out there and find it. We'll work on that.
So does this is me being New South Wales and nowhere else, does the other states have a geocache of the month as well? Like, do we know that? That's probably a question for
I'm aware of. we'd have to do some research on that one.
Yeah, so we might look into that. We might be able to do a geocache of the month in the round the traps.
Yeah. Around the country, things. Yeah.
Of each coin, of each state.
Oh, there you go. The Kitty Catch says ACT doesn't, but then South Australia do.
South Australia do, so we might be able to get a couple of them on board.
Yeah.
And see if we can find some stuff, a little bit more. Little bit
Victoria
more
has a geocache of the year.
Ah, okay, yep. But and not of the month.
Looks like so did ACT.
We had a cache of the year. Okay, yep. We'll do some research. We'll try to contact some people. And again, that would be really handy, anybody in the chat room, if you are from another state, if you could chuck us a note, send us some contact details of who we can contact from those states.
Yeah. So as Kitty Catcher said here, I think it lets us know the best around the place and encourages us to put out good hides.
That's right. Yep. No worries. Well,
there we go. There's a little word from the Bebes. So the winner is announced each month on Facebook and on the GC New South Wales website. So that's where you can find the information.
And speaking of the Bebes, she was our correct guesser.
Oh, and the crowd goes wild. So she gets a special prize. Tell her what it is, Gary.
I've actually do have something small for you. I don't know, where's the camera? It's Can you see that? Yep, Magic the Gathering trackable that I've got here. So let's we see. Might send that out to you. The Bebes.
The Bebes. Got a prize.
If you
want it,
if you do trackables. But yeah, that's pretty much it for us apart from the prize draw. So how are we going to do this?
All right. So everyone in the chat room, if you would like to pick a number between one and you're doing?
Yep. I'm going to write a number before you. How many people do we have? Where does it tell
Very
us that?
Good question. Moderator, how many do we have?
Do you know how many we've got there, moderator?
Please hold. Your call is important to us.
Moderator.
I think we've got 20 at the moment.
20?
So pick a number between 1 and 20.
There you go. Oh, we're overestimating. It's 13 on the thing. So if I'm going to write down a number between, what's the numbers you reckon, between 1 and what?
Pick between 1 and 20. Or 1 and 50. Gary, coming, Gary. Have you frozen on me? Have you gone? I can't hear you.
I'm writing the number. I'm back. Am I back?
Oh, there you are. Yes, you're back.
Hello.
Okay.
All right. Gotcha. Okay. I've written a number down. I'm putting the pen up there so nothing gets changed.
There you go. Everyone's picking their number.
Okay. Okay, so everyone, so between 1 and 20, if everybody would like to go through their numbers, and basically whoever picks the exact number first, you only get one guess, or whoever is the closest will get the banner, the what's it called, the coin.
The geocoin?
That one. That one.
That one.
So let me go back to the chat here, and where's the numbers?
Who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be?
Okay, where are we? Okay, so.
Okay. Oh, great. Pick a number, any number. Got to be in it to win it.
Okay, everyone's guesses are in. I'm hoping. And we do have an exact winner.
Well, hey, so, tell us who it is. Ooh, lucky 17, number 17.
And I've got it as Lisa.
Lisa Kay on Facebook. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Lisa. If you can get in contact with us, we'll and give us your details. We'll pass them on to John and Di.
Send us a personal message, Lisa.
Yeah, send it or on the email, whichever way you prefer. And that is yours. Thanks to
geostuff.com.au.
So there we go, our first prize draw. Yay.
Well, hey, how exciting is that? Oh, Facebook.
Yes. So that's pretty much where we're at. I think we're done. Few little things to go.
That is it for the show. So just in a wrap up, thanks for joining us for our first show. We really appreciate everyone being here. We are on a steep learning curve, so we appreciate your patience and feedback. We'd like to thank DSStuff for the prize. That's very helpful and exciting for everyone. So we're very glad that we were able to do that for you and that they participated. If you enjoyed tonight, please subscribe, like, follow us on the socials. Don't forget to write in with your stories. We'd love to hear them, good, bad, ugly, embarrassing.
Everything in between.
To discuss. Yeah, that's right. That is right. If you've got any questions, send them in. We'll do our best to answer them. You know, we're here for you. So if there's a topic you would like to discuss, please tell us and we can work on that. If you'd like to be on the podcast, please send us an email, let us know. We can work towards that. Now, obviously, this podcast is not free for us to run. So if you would like to and you're feeling in the generous mood, we are on Patreon. So it's www.patreon.com/GDU podcast. We do have three different tiers. So that is the $3 tier, $5 or $8. It's up to you. You can subscribe for 1 month. You can let it run. It shows all the different bonuses and extras that you get there on the website. So go check it out and have a look, and we would really, really appreciate it.
No worries. And again, thank you for being here live, and a big thank you to all the replay viewers and listeners. You can watch the replay on YouTube, or if you just want to listen to it via podcast, you can listen to it via Spotify, Podbean, Stitcher, and I'm sure there's others, but I don't know them at the moment, so I'll make sure that that's updated properly next time. So that is pretty much the end of the show.
That is it.
Yeah, thank you for putting up with the technical mishaps and our brand new talking on these things to people that we can't see. So it was really good. Thank you very much for joining us. And I hope you can join us again next month.
Yes, we look forward to seeing you next month. Thank you very much, everybody.
Thank you.